In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John is lifted up into the heavens to the very presence of God. There he witnesses an incredible vision that covers the period of time from John's day all the way to the end of time and the return of Jesus Christ. In the vision, John sees a unique group of people who are protected from God's wrath on rebellious mankind. And these people are identified as being a specific number, and that number is 144,000. From John's time until our modern age, a shroud of mystery has seemingly surrounded this unique people. Who are they? Who are the 144,000? The Bible reveals 12 keys that identify these people and their destiny. One of these keys is, in fact, that unique number. What does the number 144,000 tell us? Stay tuned. Greetings, and great hope from the world to come. A program about you and your future. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible reveals a unique group of people who are said to be sealed. They are told that they're servants of God. They are children of Israel. And the Bible says they're not defiled by women and that they are first fruits. The Apostle John heard the number of these people, and that number was 144,000. What does this unique number tell us about this special people? Bible commentator E. Bullinger makes a profound statement in his book entitled Number in Scripture. And he writes this, "There can be neither works nor words without number." Think about that. From the movement of a man's hand as he reaches out to help another, to the wavelength of his vocal cords as he speaks, numbers play a vital part in the operation of everyday life. And the Almighty God who created our magnificent universe is a being of supreme order and planning. He is a great mathematical genius who created all things with a fantastic purpose. And virtually everywhere you look, nature reveals God's brilliant use of mathematical equations in the physical laws of His creation. Now, what may come as a surprise to some is that the eternal God also uses numbers in His spiritual creation, that He created specific numbers to reflect principles or values as well as frames and time frames in the fulfillment of prophecy and so on. Therefore, the Bible reveals that there are meanings associated to various numbers and that this pattern is unmistakably supernatural in its design as well as of great spiritual importance to those who are seeking the truth. And so one of the most fascinating keys to understanding the identity and ultimate destiny of the 144,000 is the meaning of this unique number that God assigned to them. After recording that these individuals were both sealed and that they were servants of God, the Apostle John heard their specific number, and he writes this. Read his words in Revelation 7. The Apostle says, "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." And so God assigned exactly 144,000 to this group for a purpose. And since He designed various numbers to have meanings, this figure must denote something profound. But what values, what principles, what prophetic significance does this number represent? Now consider the meaning of a few numbers as they relate to the Bible. The number one signifies unity. For example, a man and woman are to be joined together in marriage in order to become one flesh. In like manner, Jesus explained that He and the Father were one, and He said that the church members and He and the Father were to be one as He and the Father were. The number two pictures then division. The Apostle James explained that a double-minded man was unstable in his ways. The prophet Amos wrote that two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. Now, skipping over to the number six, Six represents that which pertains to man. And so we see that man was created on the sixth day. And man was given 6 days to do all of the labor that pertained to his life. And we see prophetically in the future a great beast power that is destined to be the catalyst for the great tribulation. And he has a number associated with his name. And that number is 666. And this number symbolizes, you see, the three sixes, the epitome of the worst that a man can be. Now, at this point, it's interesting to note that there is also a number that identifies God's first fruits. And instead of representing the worst that man can be, this number represents the very best that man can be. And that number is 12 times 12 times 10 times 10 times 10. That is 144,000. Now, going to number seven, is a number picturing spiritual completion. Man's number six plus God's number one makes seven. And man becomes complete when he's connected with God. And so God then created the Sabbath on the seventh day of the week, and he sanctified it and made it holy. And the Sabbath denotes the week's completion. And then God gave man 7 annual holy days. And the number 7 is also used throughout the book of Revelation, where it pictures the completion of God's judgment on the world. There are 7 churches that picture the whole total church, the complete church, representing 7 eras of the church leading up to Christ's return. There are 7 seals, 7 angels, which have 7 trumpets, and the 7th trump completes the plan of God with the resurrection of his first fruits. Now let's go to the number 10 for a moment and think of it. It is a number of great significance. The number portrays God's divine order regarding his law. And so the eternal God gave the children of Israel the 10 commandments, which really constitute God's perfect moral code. And then also gave specific instructions concerning the allocation of their treasure. And he did so in his laws concerning tithing. And the word tithe, of course, means a tenth, that we give 10% to God. Now finally, let's consider the number 12. And that number 12 pictures perfection in government. It's used extensively by God in his governing of the heavens as well as the earth. First consider this. The great beings in heaven that are the seat of his government there, we see God and his throne surrounded there by 24 elders. That is 2 times 12. We see that the nation of Israel consisted of 12 tribes, and each tribe constituted a regional government. And then Jesus Christ chose the 12 apostles, and they became and constituted the beginning of his government in his church. And both the 12-tribe nation of Israel and God's church reflect a governmental structure in which the number 12 plays a prominent role. And so these two governing bodies then would later ultimately be connected in God's kingdom in a unique way. They would be inextricably linked to the 144,000. When introducing the 144,000, the angel tells John that they are numbered in 12 companies, with each group consisting of 12,000 servants of God. The angel indicates that these 12 represent the 12 tribes of Israel, one group for each tribe. Although John is made aware that the 144,000, he's made aware of them before God's kingdom is actually established on earth. Still, it is clear that these people will play a prominent role in that kingdom forever. But exactly what function will they have? The Bible describes a time in which Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth with great power and incredible glory. He's going to restore peace and order to the earth, ruling, as he says, with a rod of iron. And he will establish his millennial government, and his faithful throughout all the ages will be resurrected to assist him. And that body of raised saints will work in perfect harmony and cooperation with him. And the Bible indicates that Christ will allocate individual assignments, which will be filled by specific members of Christ's millennial administration. And when the Apostle Peter asked Jesus Christ, at one point, what reward would they receive in the kingdom? Jesus Christ responded by revealing an extraordinary destiny awaiting both Peter and the other apostles. Jesus said this. Read his words. He said in Matthew 19, "Truly I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." A great and wonderful future with Jesus Christ awaits the apostles. Although these servants of God are currently in their grave awaiting the resurrection, they are promised they will live again and they'll serve God in His millennial government. The 144,000 are intimately connected to these 12 apostles, who are also sealed with the Holy Spirit and also servants of God. Further, the 144,000, this is a factor of both 12 and 10. And this reveals that they are destined to play a prominent role in God's perfect government, administering the divine order of His law. Being comprised of 12 companies, each one representing one of the tribes, well, realize one of these 12 apostles will likely preside over each of these ranks of the 12,000. And the Bible explains that in God's kingdom, King David will rule over all Israel. They'll all be led and ruled by King David. And the apostles then will sit on different thrones judging each tribe. Now it stands to reason then that the 144,000 will include David. It will include the apostles, and it will include those who will be governing various nations and cities all around the world. The tribes of physical Israel, who live on into the millennium, they will also come under David and the apostles' jurisdiction. The unique number God has assigned His future assistants in government, it's 144,000. The meaning of this number begins to make this very, very clear. That is, they represent all of God's spiritual government under Jesus Christ. And the government of God will consist of 144,000 spirit beings who will assist Christ as He first rules on this earth, but then ultimately the entire universe from New Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know more about the identity and destiny of the 144,000, and you can. To this end, The World to Come has produced an informative booklet we'd like to send you. The World to Come produces a number of books and booklets to help readers understand God's plan for mankind. Today, we'd like to send you the booklet entitled The 144,000. This book is the product of over 12 years of research and study, and it will open your eyes to understand who the 144,000 are. You'll find that they are so important to God's plan that they are almost ever present in the Bible's history, poetry, and law. Our book will also show you how it may be possible for you to become one of these unique people and enjoy the reward that is theirs. This book will help you understand God's plan for mankind and inspire you as you grasp the magnitude of what God has prepared for those who love Him and the greatness of the kingdom that awaits all of us. Stay tuned. And at the end of the program, we'll show you how to order your free copy of the book entitled The 144,000. Ladies and gentlemen, so far we've seen that God uses numbers to represent important principles in life, and we noted that 6 was the number of man, 10 the number of divine order and as it relates to God's law and His judgment, 12 pictures His perfect government. Now here's an astounding truth. The 144,000 are factors of 6 and 10 and 12. And so their number actually pictures their identity, and it pictures their destiny. That is, they are men, 6, who have obeyed God's 10 commandments, 10, and who will therefore administer God's law in His future perfect government, the number 12. Their future will include sitting in high positions of government for all eternity, and the ultimate seat of God's government will be the New Jerusalem. And the holy city is going to come down out of heaven as a bride dressed for Jesus Christ, who is her husband. And the city will be a magnificent governmental headquarters in which Christ will be its king. And the 144,000 will be the first fruits, and they'll reign with Him from this majestic and beautiful structure. In order to see this glorious edifice that we're speaking of now, In John's vision, the apostle had to be carried away in spirit, and he was taken to a great and high mountain. Now, the term mountain in Scripture is often used to describe a government or kingdom. The New Jerusalem is the seat of God's universal government, and it will be occupied by the greatest leadership team ever assembled in the history of the universe. That team will consist of 144,000 who are God's trusted servants. Consider the city's dimensions and notice the number of perfect government repeatedly expressed in all of its measurements. Yes, this new city, New Jerusalem, the glorious city, is a flawless 12,000 furlongs long, 12,000 furlongs wide, 12,000 furlongs high. Consider that if this city were a cube, there would be 12 outer edges, and each one 12,000 furlongs long, every edge multiplied by the length of its side, it's 144,000. The surface of such a city would be 144 million square furlongs, or approximately 1,400 miles long and 1,400 miles high. Awesome, isn't it? The length would be the approximate distance between Los Angeles and California and Dallas, Texas. The width would be the distance between Phoenix, Arizona and Calgary, Canada. The height would be an astounding 1,400 miles. That is, it would be 100 miles... It would be 1,300 miles above where satellites orbit today. Because of the height of this New Jerusalem, why, this city is far larger than any country on the face of the earth. The city is also surrounded by a wall, and that wall is said to be 144 cubits high. Yes, it's taller than a 20-story building, and it says that it has 12 foundations. And those foundations bear the names of the 12 apostles. Additionally, these foundations are garnished with 12 kinds of precious stones. Access to the city is made through gates. Yes, 12 gates. And the gates are cut and made out of magnificent pearl. And the 12 gates are attended by 12 angels on the gates. And on the gates are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And in the midst of the city is a tree of life, and the tree of life bears 12 different kinds of fruits. Are you beginning to see the connection, ladies and gentlemen? Why, New Jerusalem has the number of the 144,000 literally emblazoned on its structures everywhere. The number 12 is used 12 times when describing the holy city. 12 is the number of perfect government, 10 of divine order according to God's law. And the number of 144,000 is 12 times 12 times 10 times 10 times 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the meaning must be clear. The 144,000, according to their number, are those who have kept God's law, and they are qualified to govern others. The 144,000 are comprised of 12,000 in each of the 12 tribes, and each tribe is governed by one of the 12 apostles. Oh, it's hard to imagine that the New Jerusalem, built with 12 multiples of 12, is created for anyone other than them. That New Jerusalem is also the residence of Almighty God. The city has the number 12 or 144 virtually imprinted right on it. It is the city of God's government, and it is designed for those who attain the first resurrection and those who are going to reign with Jesus Christ. Before his crucifixion, Jesus encouraged his disciples with the following words. Read this. He said in John 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions," many offices, that is. "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." The house that Jesus is preparing, with many offices, many mansions, is New Jerusalem, and it is being prepared for those of his church who attain the first resurrection. The church is called Christ's bride. New Jerusalem is also called the bride. The church, you see, and the city are the same entity, and they share the very same destiny. The apostle declares that this great city will be the home of God the Father and Jesus Christ, and they will sit on thrones governing the entire universe from this majestic location. The fact that God's throne resides in this city is of enormous significance, because without apology, Jesus Christ declared that he would share God's throne at the time that he revealed he would share it with others who will assist in governing him, and he said he would share it with the apostles and share it with those who are raised in the first resurrection. The throne he speaks of is that very seat of government. The 144,000 are designated to be his bride. They are the ones who will assist in governing with Jesus Christ during that first millennial thousand-year rule on earth, and then ultimately from the breathtakingly glorious headquarters city, New Jerusalem. And so God's use of number in Scripture demonstrates a pattern that goes far beyond coincidence. And this numerical pattern reveals an extraordinary design and a great master plan by God Almighty. Because of the exceptional numerical precision used by God throughout the Bible in so many areas, we are then able to conclude that the number 144,000 is literal as opposed to symbolic. And it also becomes clear that the number 144,000 reflects the completeness in God's law and government, the perfection of God's law and the perfection of his government. The number 144,000 reflects a people who have learned to submit to the government of God in their lives as they strive to live by his every word. They are those who have truly striven to obey God. They are those who practice daily in order to overcome Satan's inner influence, the glitter and glamour of the materialism of this world, and yes, even overcoming their own human nature, selfishness, and greed. Yes, they are the people who study God's word continually, meditating on how to apply his law. The 144,000 are those who have followed God with the incredible hope of one day being a part of his very government. And they are those who attain the first resurrection. And they are those who are destined to rule with Jesus Christ as both his wife and executive assistants. This is an astounding truth, ladies and gentlemen. God isn't trying to save all of mankind right now. Why, if God were trying to do that, then he'd do it. It would be done already. No, ladies and gentlemen, God is not trying to save the world. Instead, he's called a handful of people down through the ages, and he is now building an executive team to assist him in ruling the world. And when he returns, he will rule the entire spiritual universe after this. And he'll use that executive team. He'll use his wife, who will consist of 144,000 individuals. And after this is complete, after Jesus has that number of people, he will raise his people to sit with him in his throne. They'll rule with him. And then he will, for the first time, begin to set his hand to save all mankind. And this is an awesome, incredible truth, and a fantastic hope for those God is calling now, and a hope for all who have ever lived, ladies and gentlemen, if you can understand that. If God has called you now, you must understand what that calling is all about. We live in a world today that is not God's world. A false Christianity has been propagated over the entire earth. And this false system teaches that it's not necessary to keep God's law. Ladies and gentlemen, the number of the 144,000 proves just how false that belief is. Their number is a factor of 6, the number of man. Their number is a factor of 10, God's perfect law. It is a factor of 12, God's number of perfect government. This is an astounding truth. And it tells us that those who are going to be in the first resurrection at Christ's return will be men, human beings who have been governed by God's great law. And they are then worthy to assist Jesus Christ in governing the rest of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled by false teachers. God says his church would be a little flock. He says that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, what makes the difference between who is called and who is chosen? Of course, it's those who obey Christ, those who keep his commandments, and it's those and only those that have been called and responded to him in obedience who will be the 144,000. And so the number that these people have is going to be a great indicator. And these people are going to be the ones in the first resurrection, and there are going to be fewer than we have ever imagined, but their reward is going to be greater than any of us have ever imagined. And so I remind us today to strive with all our might. If you're called to be one of those God's includes in the 144,000, keep God's law now in this lifetime. Don't believe those that teach you don't have to obey God. That's ridiculous. Believe God and obey God and keep the law contained in the Ten Commandments. Anyone who teaches otherwise is a liar and will not be a part of this group, the 144,000. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know more about the identity and destiny of this unique group, the 144,000, and you can. The World to Come has produced an informative booklet we'd like to send you. The World to Come produces a number of books and booklets to help readers understand God's plan for mankind and the universe. Today we'd like to offer you the booklet entitled The 144,000. This book is the product of over 12 years of research and study, and it will open your eyes to understand the identity of the 144,000, and you'll find that they're so important to God's plan that they're almost ever present in the Bible. Our book will also show you how it may be possible for you to become one of these unique people and enjoy the reward that is theirs. So our book will help you understand God's plan and inspire you with the magnitude of what God has prepared for those that love him. So stay tuned, and we'll give you the toll-free number to call in order so that you can order your free copy of the book entitled The 144,000. For now, this is Art Bradig saying for all of us at The World to Come, thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching The World to Come. If you would like the literature offered on today's program, we'd like to hear from you. Write to us at The World to Come.
Yeah.